Hello and welcome to the Gospel Proclamation with Reflection for Thursday, May 2nd, the Memorial of St. Athanasius. Alleluia, Alleluia, Christ has risen, he who created all things has granted his mercy to men. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that you may own joy, that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Here we have Jesus saying to his followers what it means to be a Christian. And he is showing how he demands sort of obedience and following of him as he is to the Father. Today is the feast of St. Athanasius, who was one of the key people in the fight against Arianism. And Arianism, or Arian heresy, was this understanding that Jesus was created, right? That he was sort of a created being that was very special to God and stuff like that. And this was a really huge force within the church at around the 300s, you know? And, you know, St. Athanasius was actually in conflict with the emperors. Like, it took, you know, it was bold to be against this heresy. But yet he did, because it was a command of Christ. It was him following Jesus. Now, in our own life, is there certain things that we don't want to follow that Christ asks us to do? Is there certain things in our life that we might find too difficult or too uncomfortable to say, "Oh, maybe not today, Jesus"? Now, for a lot of you people who are listening to this, maybe the moral teachings of the church come easy. And maybe for some of you, and so this, you look down on people who can't get their mind around the moral teachings of the church, whether it's sexual or, you know, end of life or beginning of life. But I think we all struggle with certain amounts of commandments of Christ. I think we struggle with how Jesus asks us to use our economic prosperity, how we use our money and our time. Do we actually use our time and money to the glory of God? Yesterday was the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, and my wife Catherine said I was a little bit, maybe went a little bit overboard. But one of my points is that if we are not willing to sacrifice for Christ in the world, like to make sure that people are taken care of, if we are not sacrificing to make sure that we want to have a good society, a just society, a society that, you know, cherishes life from moment of conception to natural death, if we don't cherish life of the individual person who is either male or female, if we're not willing to sacrifice for those things, then we get what we get. This is the world we get. Because I look around and really the people of ill will, the bad actors of the world, a lot of them are willing to sacrifice a lot for their own perverse commandments. We have Christ. We have Jesus who comes to us in order for us to be like Christ. And we have a God who loves us so much. He walks with us. He gives us the sacraments. He heals us. He comes to us. And he offers us joy. This is exactly what it is in the gospel today. He offers us this joy that cannot be found anywhere else. So today, let us pray for the grace to recommit ourselves to Christ, to really say, "Yes, today, Lord Jesus, even though I've failed in the past, I will follow you." And let us also pray in a special way for all those people that we know that have fallen away from the faith or struggle with certain teachings of the faith who've left Jesus Christ and his church. Let us pray for a true conversion in their lives. No one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much for joining me here today. Until next time, God bless. Have a great day. And keep it crispy, my little tater tots. Bye.